Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 30th of July 2017, and this is the 628th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's mid-afternoon, well, not quite mid-afternoon, nearly mid-afternoon, and it is a spectacularly beautiful day at the front of my house. And a spectacularly black cloud is hovering over the back of my house. I have to go outside really to see the back of my house, and so it came as a bit of a surprise when I went to empty the tea leaves out of the pot to look at the sky out there. And actually, as I speak, clouds are beginning to emerge in front of me. They're sort of fluffyish clouds at the moment, although not, some of them are quite a dark grey. So I think maybe we're about to have a bit of a change. And I hope, well, I don't know. I don't mind what it does, really. I'm not going to hope. But I am going to be going out. I have to go into town this afternoon. I've got qigong and bell ringing, and I haven't been to either of them for 3 weeks. And well, I have been to bell ringing on Sunday mornings, so I haven't been to Monday evenings or Wednesday evenings for 3 weeks. And so right now I'm just making a pot of tea, and I'm going to also make myself a hot water bottle, and I'm going to go and have a rest for a little bit beforehand. The reason really for not going last week was that I was completely exhausted by about this time, and I'm quite tired again now, but tonight I'm running it, so I'm just going to give myself a bit of a break before I do that. I've had a really lovely morning. I've been making something, and so using my hands and just getting lost in it. It's been so lovely, just really quiet. I haven't been listening to anything, just sitting there and losing myself in with paper and scissors and glue and looking through things. And yes, it's a good thing to remember that it's actually very simple to get lost in something. You just need to put a little bit of time aside, and Monday morning is supposed to be my morning off, and so it was. It was today, and so I'm not going to think again about the novel until tomorrow, although I'm quite keen to get moving again on it. I was very impressed with I'm using some software for what I'm doing and in my structure. And I was hitting a snag kind of all the time, and even working from lots of different angles, I was still kind of hitting snags and not being able to make it work. And in the end, late on, I can't think when it would have been, Saturday night, I suppose. Yes, Saturday night, I wrote to the people who make the software and told them what the issue was, and then I went to bed. And the next morning, I had this really long and detailed and sympathetic and thoughtful email back from them. One of the creators of this software. And so I did a bit of work on it again yesterday afternoon, and came against another bit of a hitch, wrote again, got another email this morning. This is kind of Saturday morning, not this morning. Yes, this morning. So it would have been Saturday and Sunday in the States, with more explanation. And honestly, I just feel suddenly realised how used I've become to not receiving good service. How for most problems that I have, especially when I'm working on the computer or with software or with any kind of technology, there are cues or automated responses or no responses is not that infrequent either. So I just felt how wonderful this was. So I'm very, very pleased about that. And it's given me a new lease of life, because I think if I hadn't received a response, I might have given up on it. Even though I kind of am convinced by it in many ways, I was beginning to fret about the amount of time I was spending with it. So, good service, it's a thing to be blessed. I wonder how your weekend's gone. Has it had highs and lows? Has it been a time of rest, which of course is what it should be, really? Or has it been a time of inspiration? Sorry, I'm just pouring this into my pot because I don't want to stop talking to you, but I also want it to seep so that I've got time to drink it. There, that's that done. And now I'm going into my back room where I think the last of the sunny bit of the day is going. And even though I said I'm not going to wish for it to change in any particular way, I would quite like it not to rain when I'm walking into town. So if it's going to, if it could just do it quickly now and and then allow me to get into town, or hang on until I get into town and can take shelter. But definitely take an umbrella anyway. Oh gosh, I realise that I really, really do need a rest at the moment. And so I'm going to farewell myself from you and hope you enjoy the rest of today, or all of today, or all of tomorrow, or a bit of tomorrow. I hope that you can find something to lose yourself in. And I hope you get very nicely surprised by someone's kindness to you. Thank you very, very much for listening today. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.